All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. We are joined tonight by Whitey Reed, Daily Progress columnist, sports writer, editor, man about town in Charlottesville, all those good things. Whitey, we thank you for staying with us. A question: if you were Coach Bennett tonight, who would you start and why?
Well, I'm probably a little crazy when it comes to stuff like that. If you ask me, that this year is a year where you can kind of just experiment a little. And it's a year where you can kind of take some chances and with the hope that some of these guys will develop in the future. If you ask me, Jonto Evans should definitely be in the lineup.
So you would start him?
I would. I think there's no reason not to at this point. You know, he's got a good upside, it looks like. Let's find out what the kid can do. After that, I guess it depends on Mike Scott's, you know.
Well, let's assume everybody's healthy. Injuries notwithstanding.
Okay, then I think I would do Asan Sen and Scott with Sylvan, obviously. Jontel, and then I guess Sammy Zaglinski would be my other guard. He's played pretty solidly this year. His assist-to-turnover ratio is much better than in years past. So I think that would be my five right there, presuming, Mike Scott's healthy.
Now, is Jontel, is he comfortable at the two? Because Sammy's been primarily a point guard.
Yeah. I think Coach Bennett recently was talking about playing Sammy off the ball and Jontel at the one, and they've been actually doing that in practice lately with Sammy apparently being pretty comfortable at the two. So I that would be my lineup. I think that gives you a lot of different options and versatility there.
Now, you're small in the backcourt. You're okay with that?
Yeah, for what I think you're big in the front court, though, if you can get Mike back in the lineup, because Mike had been playing mostly at the five, so you slide him to the four, and Asan, it can is a 7-footer, so, and Sylvan's a pretty sizable guy for a three man, so I think you make up for it in the front court.
Yeah, interesting. I think it's as you say, there's an opportunity to experiment, so we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see who actually starts tonight.
Yeah, I haven't looked to see what it is yet. It wouldn't shock me if Calvin started again. And then if Mike came off the bench, it wouldn't be surprising either, given that, he's probably got some rust and you don't want to throw him right into the mix right away.
In your opinion, are the Wahoos improving in the major phases of the game?
Yeah, you look at the statistics, and I think that the biggest thing that jumps out at you is they're taking better care of the basketball. Any Virginia fan from the last couple of years knows that they just did not do that under Dave Leto. The turnovers were just ridiculous. And I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but the last time I looked, they were definitely doing better in that turnover department.
Yeah, only 103 turnovers for the year, so averaging just over 10 turnovers a game, which is a big improvement.
Yeah, and that's so important, and that's what Coach Bennett's philosophy is really all about. It revolves around the defense and the taking good care and valuing your possessions, which they clearly didn't do that the last couple of years.
Whitey, one of the things that we had heard so much about when word was first trickling back that Tony Bennett was going to be the new coach was all about the Bennett defensive philosophy. We've seen 10 games so far. You're going to see a much more hotly contested game tonight, I would think. What do you think of the defensive schemes that Tony is teaching the Cavaliers?
It's been hard to get a good gauge on that. That's obviously he came in with his system. But I haven't been able to tell. It seems like the guys are starting to pick it up a little bit, but at the same time, it seems like there's a lot of room for improvement in that area. It seems like they go through phases where they kind of, you can tell that they're still kind of trying to work their way through and figure out what they're supposed to be doing.
Do you get the sense that Tony is pure man-to-man? I think he did play a little zone down at Auburn late in the game that allowed Virginia maybe to get back in that game, but I assume he's not going to use zone very much.
No, I haven't seen much of that at all. Yeah, I think you're right on that last possession. They kind of did maybe think Deuce do a little zone there, but, yeah, I haven't seen very much of that at all. And we didn't really see that much zone in the Leto era until maybe very late in the end of his tenure when he kind of just, for lack of better description, seemed to get a little desperate and was just kind of trying anything at that point.
How do you size up the ACC? Obviously Duke and Carolina. What about the rest?
You know, I'm excited to see Georgia Tech. You know, Paul Hewitt, you know, he's always had the talent, it seems, these last few years. I think this year he's really going to be on the hot seat because he's had almost – he has the best – some of the best talent in the league this year, starting with that Derek Favors kid, who, by all accounts, is the real deal, probably a one-and-done kind of kid. So I'm excited, really, to see Georgia Tech if I had to pick one school other than the obvious guys.
Hmm. Whitey, we've got just a minute or two left here in this segment. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the recruiting and the five players that Tony and his staff have signed for 2010. Would you care to just run through them and tell us what you know, particularly latest news?
Yeah, sure. I mean, when you look at their class, the headliners are KT Harrell, 6'4 wing player from down in Alabama, and then a 6'9 kid from he's a Canadian kid, but he plays in San Diego now. His family moved there a couple of years ago. James Johnson. Those two are considered the highest rated of the five-member class. They're each 4 out of 5-star recruits. Harrell, you know, is exciting. In the video I've seen of this kid, he really looks like he's got some skills. He's got a nice mid-range game. He can shoot the three, and he attacks the basket. There's some talk about him possibly getting some McDonald's All-American consideration. He supposedly has been contacted by the committee. So he might be a guy who, you know, rises to the top towards the end. He wasn't that highly recruited. He wasn't on a lot of people's radar, and I think that some of the upper echelon ACC schools are going to wish maybe that they had been on this KT Harrell kid a little sooner. James Johnson is a kid who turned down Oklahoma and Arizona to come to Virginia, and that in itself tells you a lot right there. Oklahoma and Arizona don't recruit stiffs. And this kid, by all accounts, he's an inside-outside kind of guy, can put the ball on the floor, but also has a nice kind of jump shot. And I think that's what Bennett was looking for in this first class, is guys who can shoot the ball. Another kid in the class is Will Regan, a kid from Buffalo, New York. He attended the same high school as Christian Leitner, the former Duke star. He sort of has a similar game to James Johnson, maybe not quite as polished, a little more rugged, but similar skill set in the fact he can, you know, inside-outside kind of player.
Yeah, it looks like. I mean, you certainly have Mike Scott Sylvan and Sammy / Jontel Evans, three spots possibly looking forward to next year. You can almost imagine that Johnson and Harrell could slip right into that lineup next year.
For sure. And then I think the other member of the class who might get some early playing time is Joe Harris, a kid who Tony Bennett actually recruited when he was in Washington State. Joe Harris is from the state of Washington. He's a 6'6 kind of wing player who supposedly has a sweet stroke and knows high basketball IQ, knows how to play the game the right way. Then the last member of the class is Akeel Mitchell. I think he's sort of more in the project mold, a kid who might take a couple years to sort of develop. He's a 6'8 kind of combo forward who, quite frankly, you know, wasn't highly recruited at all. I think his next best offer after Virginia was an offer from George Washington, and George Washington ended up pulling their offer right before Mitchell signed with Virginia. So I think Bennett views Mitchell more as a guy who can develop over a 2 or 3 year period.
One thing I did notice about Mitchell, he has a 4.0 GPA.
Yeah, and that's a common denominator, it seems, with almost all of these recruits are excellent students and, you know, guys who supposedly are just good kids.
Yeah, character kids, which is really positive.
For sure, and I think that was really and truly important to Bennett. He wasn't just trying to get the best ballers, so to speak. He wanted some kids who could grow and, you know, had high basketball IQs.
Whitey, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Enjoy the game tonight. Get the Hoos a win. We'll look forward to seeing you next week for the Texas Pan-American game, which Frank and I will attend. So thank you so much, and we'll have you on again down the road.
Hey, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Whitey.
All right, Whitey Reed of the Daily Progress. We'll be back after these commercial messages.